people with autism often struggle to find work. The unemployment rate for autistic adults soars above the national average, even though the majority don't have impaired intelligence. But a new program in California's Bay Area is pioneering ways to turn perceived disabilities into strengths. Peter Arcuni from member station KQED reports.
20-year-old Ryan Karstner is surrounded by rocks, thousands of them, overflowing from boxes and cabinets in a cramped storeroom here at the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park.
Like sedimentary, really deep type stuff, and then ones that are more close to the surface.
The rocks range from rust-hued sandstone to smooth gray basalt. Some have been collecting dust in rooms like this for more than 50 years, until now.
The best way I can describe it is that I take the rock, I look at what the date is. This one, it says WRA64.8. I type the numbers up into the spreadsheet, and then I put the rock inside the bag.
This cataloging will help geologists make maps, the type of maps that locate hazards, like fault lines. The work is mostly data entry and might not seem glamorous, but for Ryan, who was diagnosed with autism at age 5, this is a big deal.
I like rocks a lot, and to know that I'm assisting in building maps that could help people, it's kind of like, wow.
Public schools are required by law to offer job training for students with disabilities. But in reality, there aren't many choices, and programs are generally underfunded. Ryan's mom, Janine, says she and Ryan's father wondered where to turn for help.
Your options a lot of times are limited. It's a struggle.
A lot of the programs that are out there prepare students for simple tasks, like folding laundry or bagging groceries. Ryan's dad, Richard, says his son can bring a lot more to a workplace.
There's got to be other programs out there other than, hey, just go wash dishes, right? Something that could possibly become a career, something that could fuel his interest.
Ryan's passion? Anything to do with the outdoors. So earlier this year, when the Karstners learned about training opportunities at the Geological Survey, the family jumped at the chance. Ryan's dad still remembers the first day his son came home.
He walks in the door, he's got a smile ear to ear, and he goes, "You'll never believe what happened. I got to hold a piece of a fault line. And it's 6 million years old. How awesome is that?" And I was like, this is going to be a great place.
Ryan is one of 12 students from three Bay Area school districts participating in a program called Step Up. Students volunteer at USGS a few times a week and receive a stipend from the state. While it's just getting off the ground in California, the program was pioneered at the survey's Virginia office in 2012. It proved so beneficial to students and scientists, the agency decided to expand it. Which brings us to the story of Kevin Kim, whose managers speak of him with reverence.
He's become legendary.
That's Chris Hammond, who coordinates the Step Up program. Kevin struggles with speech, but was brilliant in a project studying bird migration.
Well, I did the bird banding and also found some emails and...
Bird banding is when researchers put little bracelets on the legs of birds. On those bracelets is an email address, so the public can help with tracking. It was Kevin's job to go through a huge backlog of emails and extract the relevant data.
Kevin, in record time, cleared it out. He was so fast, the firewall suspected him of being a bot.
But it wasn't just his speed. It was also his accuracy. Hammond says the error rate of most people USGS hires for this type of work is around 3%. The step-up cohort in Virginia averages 0.3%.
I didn't know much about autism before I got involved with this group, but what I'm finding is these students are tuned to very fine, unique, and wonderful wavelengths, and when you get them on that wavelength, they are just incredible.
When Kevin turned 22, he aged out of Step Up, and many of the services offered to people with autism. But USGS hired Kevin part-time, along with three other students. He's now a co-author on a published study. It's a point of pride for Kevin.
It makes me feel good, yeah.
Journalist Steve Silberman got to know hundreds of young people with autism for his book Neurotribes. He says each one is passionate about something.
Whether it's Pokemon or Disney movies.
Computer games or collecting rocks. And these interests can seem like obsessions.
It turns out that the obsessions or, if you will, passionate interests of autistic people often provide the basis for a career or a pathway forward.
Traits associated with autistic people, like hyperfocus and repetitive behavior, can translate into them becoming hardworking, detail-oriented employees.
And so by supporting those interests, you actually give the person the best chance of success.
That's what programs like Step Up are trying to do. without the chance to put their abilities to use. Autistic kids can find it difficult to transition to adulthood. Suicide is a serious problem for autistic adults, says Silberman.
So we're not just talking about making people's lives more fun or something. We're actually talking about issues of life and death.
Ryan Karsner's mentor at USGS says he hopes he'll be able to keep him on to finish the rock archival project and maybe even get him into the field to collect samples. Ryan says the experience has him rethinking what's possible.
Realizing that I can be somebody that I want to be instead of just everybody telling me that I'm going to be something I don't want to.
Just being himself and making his abilities work for him. That's how he's going to find his way forward. For Here and Now, I'm Peter Arcuni.